Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Beijing has rescinded a pledge not to send troops to Taiwan if it takes control of the self-governing island. China accuses the United States of trying to undermine China's development and progress. In a new policy document, Beijing's first white paper on Taiwan since Xi Jinping came to power days after China's military began threatening Taipei with live military drills off their coast. This week's unprecedented FBI raid on President Trump's Mar-a-Lago home by machine gun-equipped FBI agents has many Americans in disbelief. Trump attorney Lindsey Halligan on Fox News last night.
Simply put, it seems that under the Biden administration, the government conceals what it wants to, the government does what it wants to, and American citizens need to protect their country from its government.
Today is National Son and Daughter Day, USA Radio News.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health-giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwhyprotein.net. That's bestwhyprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
President Trump said he refused to answer questions from investigators with the New York Attorney General's office on Wednesday, citing his Fifth Amendment right. The investigation is about Trump's taxes. The Biden administration will increase the IRS by 87,000 more agents when his Inflation Reduction Act moves forward. The ATF is reporting a massive explosion in Indiana sent debris flying over 100 feet. Tony Maruso has more.
3 people have died and at least 39 homes were damaged after an explosion in Evansville, Indiana, Fire Department Chief Mike Conley confirmed in a news conference on Wednesday. There could be other victims. We've not completed our search. Conley said the gas utility was quick to respond.
Immediately after the blast occurred, CenterPoint arrived and made the scene safe. There was no detection of gas, and they're restoring service now as the servants are safe.
For the USA Radio News Gulf Coast Bureau, I'm Tony Maruso.
USA Radio News.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
As yesterday's CPI numbers eased up slightly, President Biden announced we are at zero inflation, end quote. It should be noted the core CPI, which excludes food and energy, rose 0.3% in the month. That's still about 3 times the Federal Reserve's inflation target. The most trusted law enforcement agency in the world is no more. The weaponizing of the Department of Justice and the FBI is in full display on their attack and raid of President Trump's home in Florida. The fear that President Trump could return to the White House and poor polling numbers for November's midterm elections, President Trump's attorney, Lindsey Halligan, described how she was removed from the Trump home by FBI agents with automatic machine guns during their raid this week under the guise of a Trump-hating magistrate.
They had unfettered access to the property. They looked at God knows what in there and did God knows what in there. We have no idea. What the FBI did was an appalling display of abuse of power. All documents requested were previously handed over. President Trump and his team painstakingly reviewed every single document at Mar-a-Lago and gave the government what they requested. The warrant was secured under seal, so they tried to get away with concealing this overreach by obtaining a warrant under seal. Nobody knew about it. The government seems to be out of control. It's plagued with manipulation, corruption, greed, deceit, and fraud.
I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
And the way things are happening, man, I'll tell you, are we off the rails or what here? Seriously, I don't know how you look at it at any other way. You know, Gary Bauer in his recent column had this to say. He says, you know, if you're walking down the street and some stranger came out of nowhere and said, hey, stop, don't, you know, what would you do? I mean, you wouldn't just keep on going. I think you might think about the warning of what somebody's saying, right? And he uses this as an example, and I've been going through the same thing. You've heard me talk about, conversations with people from Venezuela and other parts of the world that see what's going on in America, and they're all yelling the same thing. They're all saying, stop. Where you're headed is exactly where we went, and, from open borders all the way down. And this is what happened to our country. Fortunately, we had America we could run to. But what does America have after America's gone? Where are we going to run to? I mean, these are the same people that escaped Fidel Castro, Chinese Americans, who watched their country sink into the hellhole of communism. As I mentioned, Venezuelans, who once lived in the most prosperous nation in South America, only to see Marxism destroy it, inflation up over 1,000%. They're eating out of the back of trash trucks, ladies and gentlemen. People are dying. You have no idea here in America. We're so spoiled. We have no idea what it is to starve to death. And I know that sounds pretty hyperbolic, but I'm telling you, the signs are there, and this government that we have in place right now could care less about the common man. You've got to wake up. John Whitehead is with us from the Rutherford Institute. John Whitehead, I've been looking forward to this conversation. I'm so glad that you're available because we need your sober perspective and all that's happening here. I mean, you've been sounding the alarm for decades regarding this runaway government. And boy, they're at a point now where you're thinking, how are we going to stop this and get control of our country?
It's going to be very, very difficult. Like you said, I've been doing this for decades. I've been screaming it since way back in the early 1990s. I saw this emerge with the SWAT teams and all that stuff. But and the mainstream media, as you know, doesn't cover most of this stuff, so you don't ever see it coming. They didn't want you to see it coming. But with 80,000 SWAT team raids, a lot of them dealing with IRS, FBI agents, pulling people out of their apartments. Way back, you're talking about 15 years ago. Pulling people who had overdue education loans, pulling them out of their houses, slamming them face down, SWAT team raids on their lawns and stuff like that. So, again, I kept telling people this is coming. They kept going, oh, but we really trust the government. And I'm going, wait a second. What does it say bouncing all around you, that little phrase, in God we trust?
Yeah.
And James Madison said it's the man who gave us our Bill of Rights. He said, we ought to mistrust all those in government.
Exactly.
That's exactly where we're at. I'm just telling you, we've been, like I say, the ship's almost gone so far down the road, it's going to be extremely difficult to turn it back now. You have the so-called deep state, which has been revealed, and they and again, it's the billionaires who run Washington, D.C., that are called the 1%. They're there for one thing, money, power, control. They're willing to take the average American, take them out, shoot them, throw them down, whatever, just to get their money. That's what they want. They want your money. They want your control. They want you sitting and staring at a TV set. The average American, 150 hours a month. They want total control. As long as they got you staring at something and going, oh, I believe everything they're telling me. I believe it all, yes.
Yeah.
You're becoming very foolish. And a foolish population is the ones that get sucked down. Hitler, people like that, you go back to the past, Hitler and people like that, they did it really smoothly. They didn't go into office blowing people off the street. They were rounding them up, putting them in camps. They were doing things that were obvious, but people would walk by and go, oh, good, I can go shopping right now. I got enough money to shop at this new fancy store. And that's basically what it was like. This America, though, I'm telling you, is it could be breaking up into factions. We don't know what's coming. And what I'm telling people is there is a hope. And the 10th Amendment says local governments can nullify acts of the federal government. Okay, local governments, if you don't like what they're doing out of Washington, D.C., stop it.
Exactly.
You have FBI agents. Listen, FBI agents who work on police all across the country, even setting up false Facebook accounts to lure you in. And groups like this and the IRS, which have been doing, like I said, been doing this stuff for years. I mean, we have people, cases I've had, radio talk show hosts like you, Bill, who on the air one night just went off a little bit and got, you know, was telling how bad the government was. It sucked. It needed to be overthrown. He goes home. On his doorknob is a little round thing hanging off of it, swinging, one of those door handles that said the FBI needs to have an interview with you immediately.
Mm-hmm.
He contacted me. I contacted the FBI and said, no, you're not touching them. I'm representing this man. You come see me.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't show up. See, they come around to intimidate. They've been doing this since the 1950s. Folks, go back and study the McCarthy era and see what happened with people. I mean, we've had a FBI, IRS hierarchy that's been doing this for years, been scaring people, telling them they're going to lose their livelihoods. They're taking them away, the raids. I mean, it's an awful situation that, again, when I first saw it, I said, I'm going to write about this. I'm going to wake people up. But people don't want to believe it. They want to believe that this president or that president is a really good guy. He's going to hang out.
Right.
But
yeah.
As you can see, they're going after one another now.
No, this is yeah, this is totally unhinged. Hey, John, let's go back to what you talked about earlier, and you talked about In God We Trust. See, the problem with America today is we don't trust God anymore.
No.
And so that's why all this is unwinding. And just like you said, there's been all these factions that have been created. I mean, we're told that we're a racist nation. You talk to blacks in today's black America, they go, we don't know what you're talking about. The people that measure these things, they say, well, you know, racism probably is now down to, you know, less than 10% of America is what you might consider truly racist.
Yep.
But to listen to Joe Biden and the Democrats, you think it's 99%. So this is what they did in Germany. This is what they've done in nations before and how they've broken up empires and cultures.
And what you're
exactly.
Talking.
Exactly.
They want to get us divided, get us at each other's throats. COVID vaccine had an amazing impact on Americans to the point where neighborhoods have disappeared in some areas. People don't trust each other anymore. And that, they don't want the populace trusting each other because if you look at the way this government was formed, in this country, in America, land of the free, home of the brave, was this idea that local governments govern best. Not that thing out of Washington, D.C. That's why you got a Bill of Rights. The people who originally read the Constitution said, hey, we don't want a government that could get totally out of hand. We need a Bill of Rights.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why you got the Bill of Rights. And again, schools don't teach them anymore. Lawyers I talk to can't tell me the freedoms in the First Amendment. They don't know what's in the Fifth Amendment. And I'm going, you got to be kidding me. What's happened in this country? So
exactly. They've
dumbed down the education. And that's where we're at. People are looking for false saviors. Someone's going to save them. But listen, folks, the only people who are going to save you is you.
Yes.
The Constitution starts out with those words, we the people do ordain and establish this Constitution. We are the government. Remember, they serve us. We don't serve them. When they're banging our heads on the ground or crashing through our doors in the middle of the night without a warrant, these SWAT team raids, this country should be up in arms and ready to fight. But are we?
Yeah, exactly. And then let's throw in the weaponization of the IRS that you've been talking about for a long time. More from John Whitehead after this. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
You know, John Whitehead was saying just a moment ago, you know, the force can happen at the local level. And it's not, it does happen. If you remember last week, we spoke with Sheriff Bob Songer, the sheriff of Clinchetat County in Washington State. And he's basically put the ATF agents on notice. He says, look, you will be arrested if you attempt a surprise home visit in my region.
you know, my area of responsibility. See, this is the kind of power that sheriffs have. And, you know, John, you've spoke about this before. And this is a dangerous time for us to live in when you are apathetic and you're without knowledge. If you've allowed yourself to be dumbed down, and especially when it comes to our government, if you're not aware of the Constitution and your rights and the power that rests in the hands of we the people, we're going to get run over. This is why we are where we are right now, $30 trillion in debt. You've got a runaway government. You've got a government going in and breaking into the home of a former president. And there's no, you know, they're not even talking about what's happening. There's no transparency about, hey, here's what happened. This is why we had to do this. They're quiet, and they know that what happens in the absence of fact, opinion rules. And we've got lots of opinions running out there. And, of course, like everything that is has to do with Donald Trump, it's very little positive. It's well, he's deserving of this. You know, you got you know, the same talking heads jumping up and down that were claiming that Donald Trump was going to get arrested, that he was such an evil person. He colluded with the, you know, with the Russians. The president, even the attorney general of New York, referred to Donald Trump as being illegitimate. I mean, this man has been hounded, you know, for years, and it's never ending. And the only thing that it leads you to believe is they must be afraid of one Donald Trump.
Well, they don't want anybody that thinks independently, for one thing, and they don't want anybody that's going against the mainstream. And that's what you happen when you speak. You know, when you speak truth to power, you'll get your head smacked. I've done it for years, folks. I've defended a lot of people. I mean, decorated veterans who merely criticize the government on through one of their emails,
Facebook,
they have
the or whatever,
FBI and NSA show up their door, agents, and say, "Hey, we're going to send you out of this country if you do any more of this. We're going to deport you." This is actual cases that I've worked on. Mm-hmm. They've been there for so long, and like I say, showing up at people's doors and threatening them. And again, it's what we need is a people that's willing to do it, like the sheriff saying, get out of my region. If we had a good, there are lots of really good sheriffs now who are starting to do that and say that. These guys are the people we should be backing. They're the people saying that we, the people, do govern here in our local community, not you, the government, mm-hmm. and the so-called government out of D.C., which is basically there, like I said, to get your money. And they've been terrorizing people, like I said, since the early 1950s. Mm-hmm. If you go read my book, Battlefield America, it should scare you where the origins of a lot of this stuff came from. And it's right after World War II. I mean, I've talked about this before in your program, but Project Paperclip, folks, look it up, see what it says. But a lot of former Nazis were brought into this country by groups like the FBI and whatever at the time, and were put into government and institutions and stuff like that. It didn't stop. The program didn't stop until 1973 of these people coming in this country, some from Argentina and some countries like that where they went to hide. So we have something that's totally out of control. It's a beast. And the beast is going to, in my opinion, gobble us up. I think we only have about a decade. I've been telling people that. I've seen it get worse and worse and worse and worse. And now this Donald Trump thing is a call to say, wake up, folks. This is maybe the final gong.
Exactly. It's accelerating. It's an acceleration right now, John. I mean, even to the point where you've got the FBI seizing the phone of a congressman, you know, Scott Perry. I mean, what is all that about?
They want the information and the control. That's what they want, you know. I mean, this is a government through the FBI and IRS that follow people like Martin Luther King around. Mm-hmm. 17,000 page file of Martin Luther King trying to destroy him. Ernest Hemingway, John Lennon, the Beatle had a 400 page file just because he came to the country and had done some anti-war stuff. Frank Sinatra wrote a letter in support of an organization. He was investigated by the FBI. They're watching everybody. Now they're creating safety lists with local police, and a lot of local police are working with the FBI heavily and watching everything you're doing out there, doing everything you're doing. And some, they've actually used informants, by the way, paying them up to $80,000, $100,000 a year. Informants who walk into groups and, well, infiltrate groups, let's say protest groups. And I keep telling people, if you have a protest group, be really careful who you're working with. You might have an FBI agent sitting there with you. In the 60s, they grew their hair long, smoked pot, grew a beard,
exactly,
and
yeah,
tried to destroy the so-called peace movement. Mm-hmm. So you're dealing with an organization that has a long history of this kind of stuff. And, again, the only hope we have is that we, the people, wake up. You used the word awareness. Aware of what's going on. Aware equals freedom.
Right.
Freedom to speak up, speak your mind. Get down to your local public schools and make them start teaching those Bill of Rights. They don't want rebels. What are rebels? People who speak back and say, hey, I disagree. Not violently, but I disagree and I'm going to protest. They don't want that.
Well, John, help us understand, you know, as a constitutional attorney, what the heck happened here with the FBI coming down on the President of the United States? The President's lawyer said, look, we just had meetings, you know, with the archive, National Archive representatives, showed them everything. Everything was rolling along. They took some boxes. They left some boxes there. And they decided, you know, they didn't want to do a subpoena. They offered a subpoena before, and Trump said, hey, look, come on in. You know, it's fine. You know,
yep,
check it out. Do whatever. It was very cordial. And you know, from my understanding, that meeting in June went very amiably. They were progressing, whole deal, no big whoop. And then all of a sudden now, you've got guns a-blazing. You got FBIs, 30 FBI cars. You've got people outside with AR-15s. I mean, the show of force. And as you said, John, this isn't just about Donald Trump. This is about anybody that supports the MAGA movement, that supports conservatism, that supports anything but the Joe Biden America policies.
It's a warning. It's a slap upside the head. And the question is, do we have the strength to take the slap and stand up and say, no, we're not putting up with this crap. We're going, you know, you getting on your radio show talking about this, other interviews I've done, the writing and all that stuff, getting articles out there, trying to wake the people up. And, again, don't let this, you shouldn't be afraid. If you're afraid of your government, then you don't have a government. You have tyranny.
Exactly.
Quit being so darn fearful. There are some good groups out there, like the Rutherford Institute. As you know, we help people out, all that. They'll get up there and fight for you. And, you know, let's get together, folks. Like I say, in your local community, some of these sheriffs now, and go meet with your local sheriff and say, listen, let's make this a local community. Let's stop this nationalization of our town. We are independent. We have the right to fight against the government and all the stuff like that. And start taking stands. But let me give you a quote from Biden during his 2020 campaign. You want to hear this quote?
Yeah.
He said, I think it is a very, very unusual thing and probably not very, how can I say it, good for democracy to be talking about prosecuting former presidents.
Wow.
He actually said that.
Yeah.
He's contradicted himself. So he'll be a former president pretty soon, I think.
Well, and if he lives long enough to be prosecuted, but his son Hunter, no doubt, and the Biden family incorporated will probably and should be indicted. You know, John, is you reminded us also of what President Harry Truman had to say. Once a government is committed to the principle of silencing the voice of opposition, it has only one way to go, and that is down the path of increasingly repressive measures until it becomes a source of terror to all its citizens. Quite the warning from a former president, Harry S. Truman, right?
Yep, and we're there, very close to it. Let's leave the people stand up and fight back.
Ladies and gentlemen, do what you can. Go to the Rutherford Institute .com, right, John?
Rutherford.org,
and invest your money and back up. Hit the donate button, okay? And let's support and back up all the great things that the Rutherford is doing on behalf of freedom. John Whitehead, thank you, John. Take care.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Beijing has rescinded a pledge not to send troops to Taiwan if it takes control of the self-governing island. China accuses the United States of trying to undermine China's development and progress. In a new policy document, Beijing's first white paper on Taiwan since Xi Jinping came to power days after China's military began threatening Taipei with live military drills off their coast. This week's unprecedented FBI raid on President Trump's Mar-a-Lago home by machine-gun-equipped FBI agents has many Americans in disbelief. Trump attorney Lindsey Halligan on Fox News last night.
Simply put, it seems that under the Biden administration, the government conceals what it wants to, the government does what it wants to, and American citizens need to protect their country from its government.
Today is National Son and Daughter Day, USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
Minutes before the top of the hour, it is time for DeRoy Murdoch, the Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online. DeRoy, just when you thought you could take a breather, you can't. as we would say in the music biz, the hits just keep on coming, right?
The hits keep on coming. Yeah, it's funny you put it that way because I was out on Monday night. I had some errands in my neighborhood, and I went out and did a little shopping and whatnot. I was like, oh, nice two-hour break, walked around in the nice summer breeze, et cetera. And I come home, turn on the TV, and, Fox News alert, Mar-a-Lago raided, FBI pours in at former president's home, unprecedented action. I'm just going to go, oh, my God, you just cannot take a two-hour walk in your neighborhood without another, one more crisis, one more catastrophe erupting. It never, ever, ever stops.
Exactly. As long as Trump is alive, as they say, he occupies the brains of so many that they just don't know what to do with themselves. I mean, look, we've gone through this for what now, five and a half years, where they keep looking for a boogeyman. And the consistent denominator here is the Justice Department and the FBI. It's like, please, you guys, get medication. I don't know. Go find some cannabis, some CBD oil or something. You need to chill, right?
Try some acupuncture, maybe.
Something, anything, please. I mean, voodoo. I don't care. Whatever it takes.
Maybe it's, Santeria, something like this. No, it's astonishing. And, we've gone from Russian collusion to he didn't pay his taxes the emoluments clause. And then January 6th, and now it's classified documents in his house, and on and on and on. And look, if they the people at the Department of Justice don't want him in office. They should resign and then, you know, join the Biden campaign, join the Democrat National Committee, go work for a PAC or start their own PACs or whatever. But for these people to be using our taxpayer dollars to engage in their own private political vendettas while using instruments of federal power, I mean, it's a pure abuse of power. There's no other word for it. And totally unprecedented. This country's 246 years old. Never in our history have we had federal 226 years, I should say, 226 years old, had people roll in from the from the government to start going through the papers and whatnot of former presidents.
Exactly.
It's just astonishing. This has never happened before, and it looks like something you'd find in Venezuela or Nicaragua or someplace like that.
Exactly. Well, you know, 226, 246, I mean, the numbers, it's easy,
who can count anymore?
Well, exactly. I mean, we're so brain damaged and brain bruised on this. I mean, the one thing I do want is I want my money back, DeRoy. I mean, for all the money that we have had to pay, taxpayers' money, they got into the Treasury, all these legal beagles on the Democratic side got into the Treasury, and just the Russian collusion alone cost us in excess of $70 million. And, you know, does Hillary Clinton, you know, does she have any onus? I mean, she caused us to go with this, you know, false, you know, this pretense of Russian collusion, everything. It was her opposition research that started this whole mess. And, you know, I don't see any money coming from the Clinton Foundation to repay the American people for this witch hunt. That's just one of many.
That's one of many. And, you know, as you say, millions, tens of millions of dollars. I think the Mueller probe alone was about 30 or 35 million, something like this. You know, I'm much less upset about the money. I mean, $70 million, I mean, what is that? That's probably the postage stamp budget for the National Battle Monuments Commission. It's the amount of time that this chewed up, energy, national focus, all the national division that erupted. You literally had half the country thinking the President of the United States was a KGB agent controlled by the Kremlin. This is not healthy for society. Now, if we had, imagine if in this country we'd not focused on this fantasy, this complete hoax that Putin was the puppet master pulling Trump's strings. And instead, we just focused on, we like these policies, we don't like these policies, here's a better tax cut, here's a better way of handling regulations, here's an alternative on the budget, on the border, rather. And we'd actually had intelligent policy discussions between Democrats and Republicans about the most intelligent path forward for this country. We didn't do that for three quarters of Trump's presidency. Instead, it was Russian collusion, Russia, KGB, Putin, Kremlin, and all for nothing, because there's nothing there. This was completely, utterly fabricated, more fake than plastic. And rather than an intelligent nation of 330 million people smartly debating how to make this, how to create a better future here, we wasted all that time, all that energy, all that national focus on something that didn't even exist. That, to me, is
exactly
a crime than $74 million up in smoke.
Well, you're exactly right. I mean, Barack Obama, you know, he was astounded that Donald Trump talked about the GDP, you know, reaching 3-4%, and his projection was around, you know, 1.6, 1.8, and he just saw it. In fact, he commented, he said, what is he got, a magic wand or something? He's going to do it?
Magic wand.
Well,
term, yeah, magic wand.
Yeah, right. And so what does Donald Trump do? He moves forward. Well, even with the resistance and all that, you know, tripped him up along the way, brought to you by the Democratic Party, yes, ladies and gentlemen, the Democratic Party did everything they could do to destroy democracy and to get in the way of the peaceful transition of power from a Democratic president who did everything he could to destroy the founding principles of America, for us to get a breather and another shot at the apple, so to speak. And here Donald Trump, you know, takes off. Well, all of a sudden, you know, we've got a robust economy that's rolling along. People are back to work. They're happier than ever. We're energy independent. GDP, I think, DeRoy, if we had just a little bit of cooperation from Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats, I know that's impossible, but, you know, if we'd had a little bit, I think we'd have been looking at 4 or 5% GDP. What would that have done for America?
Think of all the people who were poor who would have entered the middle class, all the people who are middle class who would have been rich, all the rich people who had companies which could have produced more products, developed more services, hired more people, promoted more people, If we've been focused on that rather than, oh, Donald J. Trump is an instrument of the Russian government, imagine all the good that would have happened for 330 million of us. Instead, the Democrats have us caught all up in this, and it continues. And I think what we've also, one of the worst things about this also, is how we've developed a, basically a two-track justice system in this country. If you are on the left, you're pretty much left alone. If you're on the right, the FBI, the Department of Justice go after you. Let's look at all the people who, not all, some of the people who, whose homes were not raided. Hillary Clinton had 2,100 classified emails in her home. She destroyed her, erased her server with something called BleachBit, which is a software that erases hard drives and so on. No raid on her home. James Comey walked out of the FBI with classified documents, which he then leaked to a man named Daniel Richmond. A friend of his was a professor at Columbia University Law School. He passed along to the so-called paper of record. That led to the special counsel being appointed. No raid on the home of James Comey. Then we have Lois Lerner. She's the woman who was at the IRS who was targeting political conservatives. She had a laptop with a hard drive that was that people up on Capitol Hill wanted to see. That was sent by the IRS to a facility in Florida where it was thrown into a shredder and torn to pieces. No raid on her home. Eric Holder, former attorney general, he was found in contempt of Congress because he was not cooperating with the Fast and Furious investigation. No raid on his home. He was allowed to finish his tenure in the government in peace. And then we had Sandy Berger going all the way back to May 2002. He walked out of the National Archives with classified documents stuffed into his socks related to bin Laden and the early history of al-Qaeda and how Bill Clinton responded or didn't respond to al-Qaeda. He took classified documents back to his home in his socks and then presumably went and cut them up with scissors. No raid on his home. He was supposed to tell the FBI what was in those documents. He never did, and now he's dead. That's how the FBI treats Democrats. If you're a Republican, Mar-a-Lago gets raided, Rudy Giuliani's home gets raided, Roger Stone's home gets raided, Michael Cohen, his Trump's former attorney, his office and his home get raided, so much for attorney-client privilege. Paul Manafort, his former campaign manager, his home gets raided by the FBI. So we have a two-track justice system here, basically impunity for the left, raids and indictments and trials and prison terms for those of us on the right.
Well, DeRoy, this is why I think everybody ought to change their political preference and declare themselves as Democrats, just to protect. Two things. You declare yourself a Democrat. Number two is you get a copy of Hunter Biden's computer and you put that on the doorway, because that seems to repel the FBI as well, right? I'm just saying, we got to go to break. I'm going to let you think about that for just a moment.
All right.
We've got more from DeRoy after this. Stay with us.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
John, what are you doing? Get in my car.
So why are you walking to work?
Thanks, man. It's these insanely high gas prices. They're draining my bank account. I can't afford to drive anymore.
Dude, don't walk. Just do what I do, because I never pay full price for gas anymore. I use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Oh, wait. You're telling me you get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200.
Wow, that's serious cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code PAID for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's promo code PAID. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code PAID for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's code PAID for a $5 bonus.
How would you like to publish and sell your own audiobook? Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. You'll choose from one of our many voice actors. Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Consumers are mobile these days, and having an audiobook helps authors reach a larger customer base, which increases book sales. From narration, production, and editing, to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network does it all for you. We hold your hand throughout the entire production process. We'll create an audiobook that you can be proud of. It doesn't cost or take as much time as you may think. In fact, for us, it's pretty easy. It's what we do. If you've got a published print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, give Audiobook Network a call right now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-781-0987. 800-781-0987. That's 800-781-0987.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. teamg'day.com. teamg'day.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-459-9156, 800-459-9156, 800-459-9156. That's 800-459-9156, NMLS 6606, www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
With you, America, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. DeRoy Murdoch, the Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online, continues with us. DeRoy, just to kind of put a bow around this, as you said, frustratingly, here we are. I mean, this is not your father's America anymore. I mean, this is our country has been hijacked by these ideologues and I mean, call them what you want. You know, this shadowy deep state government that's operating with impunity. I mean, if we don't do something, if we the people do not assume our rightful position and clean this mess up, I mean, forget it. I mean, we'll all want to move to Venezuela.
Yeah, or it'll be indistinguishable between Venezuela in South America and the United States of Venezuela up here. And right. In addition to the FBI agents and everything else we've discussed, if this awful bill that's floating through Capitol Hill is passed by the U.S. House, the so-called Inflation Reduction Act, goes through, it's going to spend or would spend $80 billion to hire 87,000 brand new IRS agents, and you don't need, as I heard somebody say yesterday, you don't need 87,000 IRS agents to audit 700 billionaires. They'll wrap up with those folks and then move on to people running small businesses, people making $200,000 a year, $300,000 a year and below. They're going to try to scrub every American taxpayer's checking accounts, bank accounts, investment accounts, go through their pockets and wallets and take shake out all the loose dimes, quarters, dollars, $5, whatever it is, and use that to give the Democrats more money to spend. It is disgusting. It is onerous. It really should be terrifying. And mm-hmm. if this bothers you, it scares you, call your congressman, tell him, kill this bill, the Inflation Reduction
Act. En masse.
It needs to be brought down and thrown onto a fire and burned to the ground.
Yeah, even Larry Kudlow said there's nothing of benefit in that bill. I mean, this has everything, all the markings of woe. You know, this is serious and crazy and scary stuff that the Biden administration and Democrats are thrusting on the American people. You know, thank you very much, Joe Manchin and Kristen Sinema. You proved us right. You're a politician at the end of the day, and you're willing to sell your soul and forget about the American people in large. I mean, you know, we thought you were our Obi-Wan Kenobi, and you turned out to be our no Kenobi.
Obi-No Kenobi. Yeah, that's absolutely right. And what's astonishing is that apparently Manchin did this so he could get some sort of a pipeline approved in West Virginia. if he were smart, he would have had a vote on that and said, look, unless this thing passes, I'm not voting for the Inflation Reduction Act. Instead, the Inflation Reduction Act went through, and this pipeline vote will come up. I wouldn't be surprised if the Democrats all vote no and say, well, haha, we fooled you. You're not going to get your pipeline. I believe there's language, according to Senator Ted Cruz, there's language in this bill that would reverse the recent Supreme Court decision in the West Virginia case, as it's known, that basically says that the EPA and these other agencies can't just come up with their own regulations beyond what Congress has done. Mm-hmm. And if it reverses that, it literally will harm his own state of West Virginia. So I'm just astonished that Manchin is doing this. Maybe he's decided he's going to retire and he's just going to create as much damage as he can, since he may not have to, maybe he doesn't want to vote, face the voters of West Virginia anymore. But yeah. Yeah, this man who's supposed to be our savior turns out not to be.
Yeah, exactly. And the deal is, hey, how about this? How about if we, you know, we're going to have 87,000 new IRS agents. How about if we just borrow two or three and have them look into the Biden family business? You know, when I was talking with Miranda Devine, and she didn't quite understand what I was asking about, because she says they kind of checked in, I believe they didn't, into all this money that's been flying around between Hunter Biden and the big guy. Are you going to tell me that they're tax documents are all in order with all this hidden money flying around?
You know, I'm not an accountant. I'm not a tax expert. But I got to think that if Hunter Biden indeed did what he said, which is pay Joe Biden's bills, that's, I mean, various ways to pay people off. One is to give money, and the other is say, listen, I'm not going to give you any money, but send me your rent bill or your mortgage bill every month, and I'll pay for it. Well, all of a sudden, guess what? You don't have to write a check for $1,000 or $2,000 or $3,000, whatever it is, to the bank, and you can take the money and use it for fun stuff, right? So if, in fact, Hunter Biden did this, did Joe Biden declare that money on his taxes as income?
That's my point.
And fine, everything's kosher. If he didn't, then that looks to me like either tax evasion or tax fraud or something like this. And I would mm-hmm. think any accountant or any tax expert looking at Joe Biden's tax returns probably could figure that out in a matter of a couple of hours. And if he, in fact, didn't declare that as income or as gift income or whatever, then we've got a problem. And at minimum, he's guilty of tax evasion, if not conspiracy to commit tax fraud, et cetera, et cetera. It also shows mm-hmm. that Hunter Biden's finances and Joe Biden's finances are completely intermingled and entwined, and if that's the case, then he is at least a passive beneficiary, if not a direct beneficiary, of the financial skullduggery in which Hunter Biden has been involved for years.
Is there anything that you have seen on the Hunter Biden laptop to give you any indication that he is a genius, that he has his economic and financial act together, that you would entrust him handling your taxes or any pass-through of money and having confidence that all would be kosher?
You mean the PhD in economics from MIT and the 10 years of trading experience at Goldman Sachs, neither of which exist? No, I've not seen anything in Hunter Biden's resume or in his experience or background that would lead anybody to think, yeah, let me give this guy a lot of money to handle, including, I think, the Bank of China invested, I think the figure is $1.2 billion into his investment fund with, I believe, also the son of I think stepson.
John Kerry, the stepson. Yeah, exactly.
Stepson,
yeah.
John Kerry, I believe, was his business partner. So
right.
You've got a guy who at that time was the son of the vice president and the son of a former senator from the United States, eventually to become a member of Biden's cabinet. And those guys are running around China, stepping off of Hunter Biden's getting off of Air Force Two and meeting with these business people as his dad was out doing the diplomatic stuff. And then he comes back, and like a week later, the Bank of China says, oh, yeah, we love your fund. Here, have $1.2 billion, whatever the figure was. Most people don't do that. You know, maybe that happens for Deutsche Bank or J.P. Morgan Chase or maybe one of these big hedge funds like BlackRock or Blackstone. If you're just Hunter Biden and his pal, this doesn't happen. These people are buying access. They weren't buying an ability to invest. They're buying an ability to call Hunter and say, can you put your dad on the phone, or can you mention so-and-so to your dad? That's what was being bought, sold, and traded. That's disgusting.
Exactly. And as you mentioned, Deutsche Bank or anybody else, they would have had, can you imagine the floors of attorneys involved just handling that kind of business? And you've got the genius of Hunter Biden handling all this with all this money. I mean, it's laughable on its face.
It is laughable. Yeah, I mean, if Deutsche Bank had done this, as you say, it would have taken, you know, several weeks at least. It would have involved lawyers on both sides, paper coming, going back and forth, due diligence, people checking spreadsheets, people signing things, notarizing back and forth. And I think in Hunter Biden's case, they just got a wire transfer from Bank of China, you know, for $1 billion plus. This doesn't normally have, this is not how it happens in the real world. In the world of influence peddling, I guess it happens the way that we saw it took place in this.
Well, and the thing is about it that's so incredulous is that, you know, here you've got Hunter Biden, not the sharpest tool in, you know, in the basket, as they might say. And how smart are the Chinese in working with Hunter Biden?
I think maybe very smart. This may explain why.
Mm-hmm.
Joe Biden has been so soft on China, he has yet to demand any credible explanation of the origins of COVID-19. He apparently is not bringing up very much about intellectual property protection. You saw him basically very publicly try to talk Nancy Pelosi out of going to visit Taiwan last week. I have not heard much out of his mouth about the concentration camps full of Uyghur Muslims. He's trying to get more and more solar panels sold in this country, which are many of which are made in China by slave labor. I don't think he's confronted them on the slave labor issue. This is the same man and the same Democrat Party which will yank their hair out over the tragedy and the horror of slavery in this country back in the 17th, 18th, and 19th centuries that will say nothing about slave labor in China in the year 2022 because they love their solar panels more than they hate slavery.
Yeah.
Part of that, I think, is maybe the Chinese have got all these documents and all the funny money going on between Hunter Biden and China, and maybe the benefit of the big guys, you say, and maybe because he knows that, would rather have that stuff stay in a vault in Beijing rather than the front pages of the Washington Post and the Los Angeles Times and whatnot, that he thinks, all right, well, let's be nice to the Chinese and not rattle their cages and have them open up those files and email them to journalists in this country.
Well, what do you think the chances of cash flow still flowing back and forth through Biden, Inc.?
Hard to say. My guess, it's just a guess, is they're probably trying to keep it low-key now because they know people are watching. At any point, especially if the Republicans are smart and work hard and do what they should and win the House and I hope also the Senate, I'm sure a lot of this will be investigated. And if they happen to get their hands on records that show money's going back and forth bad enough when Joe Biden is vice president, but if it's happening while he's president, that's obviously probably something that will make it
an impeachable. Yeah, exactly.
An impeachable offense. So, I mean, if anything, they'll probably be very cautious and maybe just putting that on hold for now. That's just a guess.
Well, it's one thing to hold a hearing. It's another thing to come to some sort of conclusion on these hearings. I mean, the Republicans are famous for holding hearings, but not coming up with any results.
Well, you know, it's hard to do when you've got Merrick Garland as the Attorney General. We had the same thing back when Bill Clinton was president. We had Janet Reno at the Department of Justice, who was a big liberal Democrat. Look, you know, you can hold as many hearings as you want on Capitol Hill, but no congressional committee has the ability to arrest people or prosecute people or lock people in jail. You need the cooperation of the Department of Justice. And what they usually do is they do what are called criminal referrals, saying, you know, dear Attorney General, here's a bunch of evidence of a crime. Please investigate and indict and prosecute and potentially convict if possible.
DeRoy Murdoch, he's the Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online and founding member of the Project 21 Black Leadership Network. Thank you, DeRoy. Take care.
You bet, Bill. Thanks very much.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.